Thanks again for joining us here on this wintry Saturday morning. Glad to have you along with us as we get a chance to talk sports here on the Coach's Corner. Well, as we begin our show this morning, we'll start off as we usually do, talking Tigers basketball. Tigers in action last night, taking on Tippecanoe Valley. Tippy Valley able to get the win over the Tigers by a final score of 46-33. To talk about his kid's performance last night as Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, good morning. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're doing this interview via the telephone this morning because you're going to be heading down to Indianapolis. Tell our listeners what's going to be going on for you and your coaches this morning.
We're headed down to Indianapolis to the NBA All-Star, kind of a leadership breakfast that they put on, and Sean Keith arranged that for us, and we're always trying to get the leadership stuff in and always learning and trying to get better at the things we do as coaches.
Well, that sounds good. Do you know who the keynote speaker will be at this event?
No, I don't. I think they've got actually four or five people that are coming in.
Okay, well, very good. You expect to see some other coaches you know attending as well?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe even some college coaches and things like that. So it should be an interesting interesting day for us.
Well, hope the food's good, if nothing else.
For sure.
Well, let's talk, if we could, a little bit about your game last night against Tippecanoe Valley. I guess the game was pushed back a little bit due to travel conditions. Did you think for a moment that maybe the game wouldn't happen at all?
Yeah, you know, we thought earlier in the day we might get this snow, but as it came in, it was later, around 4:30, when we really got hit here pretty hard. And I think, you know, they were an hour and a half into their trip, so it didn't make much sense to send them back home after they were clearly almost here. So, you know, obviously the roads weren't great, but I think it was good for them that they drove most of the way down here and they were able to play instead of turn around and go back. It was definitely good for them as they ended up getting a win for themselves and makes the bus ride home a lot better.
Yeah, that's for sure. Again, Albert Hendricks is with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Give us a little scouting report on Tippy Valley. What did they bring into last night's game?
Just size and length. They started three kids that were 6'5 to 6'6 across the front line. And, you know, again, we're just trying to guard those kind of people with 5'10 guys, and it just doesn't work very well. And, you know, I felt like our kids played really hard last weekend against Zionsville and Kokomo, games that we probably should not have won based on how much more size and strength and talent that they have over us. But I thought we battled last weekend in those two games, and I felt like last night we just you know, didn't come to play, and I think it was a game we could have won. You know, we're still without Caden Lark, so you know, that hurts us somewhat. And but, you know, we're just having trouble scoring right now. When your leading scorer is gone, it makes it hard to put some points on the board. But, you know, I think our kids are trying, and they're working hard, and we just got to keep going here and try to get our full team back by the time the sectional gets here, and hopefully that we can make a little run then.
I know Caden has been away from the team. Will he begin to practice with the team next week, Albert?
Yes, he'll be back next week for practice, and we'll be allowed to play in the game next Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update there. So as the contest began, obviously thinking back to last weekend, two emotional games, I guess in a lot of ways emotions will carry you so far, and then eventually things kind of catch up. Did you feel that was the situation last night with Tippy Valley, where maybe the emotion of playing as Zionsville and Kokomo wasn't necessarily there against a team like Tippecanoe Valley?
Yeah, you know, I think that also we have like a couple injured varsity kids, and we had about three injured JV kids this week. And as you look over, you see all these kids sitting there with injuries, you know, and then you're trying to have practice with 12 or 13 kids. And last night, you know, the JV only had six or seven kids dressing, and then a couple of them were dressing varsity. And, you know, it's just been a battle for us all season here with these injuries. And so it makes it really hard when you're dealing with that kind of stuff.
it really messes with your continuity as far as subbing and all the other little aspects that maybe folks that watch basketball on a periphery level don't understand. But there's a lot that goes into it, isn't there?
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, when you lose guys due to injury or whatever else, and they're out for a couple games or 2 weeks or whatever, you know, and then you try to bring them back in, and it just does mess up your continuity.
Again, Albert Hendricks, along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Was Tippecanoe Valley able to get a lead on you early?
No, actually, in the first quarter, it was a close game. It was back and forth, and then as the second quarter started, we only scored 2 points in the second quarter, and they got off to, I think it was 25-18 at halftime, which, you know, really was pretty good for us, only scoring 2 points in the second quarter. And then again in the third quarter, we only had 6 points. And I think they got up 19 on us in the third quarter, and we got it down to about 10, and we just couldn't climb over that hump to get it any farther down. But again, we're not scoring, and their length caused us problems last night, and it shouldn't have, but it did. So, you know, we have to continue to try to get better, and it's becoming frustrating for everyone. Mm-hmm. So,
when you're not scoring, that means every possession that you work on defense becomes even greater. How are your kids handling that additional pressure to the game?
Well, obviously, last weekend you're not going to see that with Kokomo and Zion, so they got too much power to hold them down to 40 or 50 points. Last night, I think we gave up 45 points overall, so you know, certainly wasn't our defense, and we could only put up 33 points. So I felt like our defense was much, much better last night, and even in the Kokomo Zionsville game, I thought our kids were tough and didn't get pushed around. And last night, only giving up 45, I thought defensively we were fine.
Where did your offense come from last night, Albert?
Jack Farrell had 12 points.
Okay.
I think Bryce Jones had 6, and Wesley Bird may have had 9. So those were our three guys that put up some points last night, and unfortunately that's not going to win very many basketball games.
Did you take care of the ball?
I think we had 13 turnovers, which the answer to that is no.
Uh-huh.
13's not 13's not a lot, but it is at this time of the year.
Sure, and when you're not scoring a lot and you're giving your opponent extra possessions, that's a tough mix, isn't it?
Very tough.
Albert Hendricks is along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We talk Tigers basketball. So Tigers fall last night to Tippecanoe Valley, again the final 46-33. You're right back at it tonight. You're back at home tonight, so this is good. And you'll have West Lafayette in. I'm not sure how good that is, though, because they come in winners of 5 in a row and a record of 14-6. Another good ball club from the west side.
Yeah, very good. Very good basketball team. Great guard play, and they have a 6'10 kid. So we're going to be, you know, faced with another challenge of maybe a little bit different challenge of quick guards and guards that can shoot the basketball, similar to Tri-West with a big post player that we're going to have to defend. So, you know, it's going to be another physical night for us. And, you know, if our kids don't come to play, we're going to get the same result we have the last 4 or 5 games.
Again, Albert Hendricks along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corners. We talk Tigers basketball. Again, Tigers falling last night to Tippy Valley. The final again, 46-33. Tonight's game, is a JV game still scheduled for 6 or is it 6:30, Albert?
JV is at 6, varsity
okay.
At 7:30, and it is our senior night tonight.
You're going to do senior night tonight, not the 23rd. Why the change there?
I just felt like, I think our athletic director felt like if we would get a snow come in
gotcha.
Next Friday, that we would not be able to have our senior night. So we try to have it this weekend in case something does fall back to where the weather doesn't cooperate, and we have next week to do it if we need to.
All right. Well, if yesterday was any indication, probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but we'll get that done. And as you know, the draw, sectional draws tomorrow, and we'll find out our fate there. So hopefully we can get a good draw and get ready to go.
Yep, that's the idea. Joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers basketball, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, thanks for your time this morning, and have a good time at the breakfast this morning down in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Scott, for having me.
You're very welcome. Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.